Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Last spring, I had the wonderful opportunity to go to Geneva, Switzerland to attend a meeting. The meeting began in the evening, so our group decided to arrive on the morning of the meeting so that we could spend several hours looking around Geneva. We ended up down on the beautiful lakefront, enjoying coffee and cake. It truly was a spectacular sight. And as we sat at this tiny cafe on the lakeshore, enjoying our coffee and our cake, someone told us that there in the lake was a large stone with the words, "When you read this, weep," inscribed upon it. For when this stone is visible, it is a dreadful thing, because it means that the people of Geneva are in the midst of a devastating drought. As I heard this story, I couldn't help but think of the pile of 12 stones that Joshua built in the middle of the Jordan River as the people of Israel miraculously crossed through on the dry land. Joshua chapters 3 and 4 describe this wonderful event. But the stones in the midst of the Jordan should evoke the exact opposite reaction to those in the lake near Geneva. For this 12-stone memorial was to serve as a sign to the Israelites throughout all generations that their God worked mightily in history to fulfill His word, to bring them into the promised land. These stones stood where the Ark of the Covenant stood when the people passed through the waters to remind the people that God had worked for them. But this wasn't the only 12-stone memorial commemorating the miraculous event. Joshua instructed a representative from each of the 12 tribes to carry a stone from the midst of the Jordan River into the camp at Gilgal, so that a second 12-stone memorial might be built. Joshua chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. These two piles of 12 stones stood as a testimony to Israel of God's faithfulness toward them. They were a reminder of God's trustworthiness in the past and a sign that they could rely upon Him in the future. These stones served two other purposes. They were to be used to instruct future generations and to proclaim to the whole earth God's saving power. When their children ask, "What does this mean?" their parents had a teaching tool at their disposal. And when those traveling along the way might wonder what these stones meant, an opportunity would arise for an Israelite to recount the story of God's mighty work. The young and the old, the Jew and the Gentile, would be exposed to the telling and the retelling of God's deliverance, motivated only by His grace. Today, Christians continue to remember that our God is a God who works in human history. We use days like Christmas to recount the mystery of the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us, the Word who is Emmanuel, God with us. And Easter serves as a reminder that our God took our sin upon Himself. In fact, He became sin and the curse of God, so that you and I might be forgiven. Through His death and resurrection, God has reconciled us sinners to Himself. He has replaced death with life, sin with forgiveness, despair with hope, chaos with peace, sorrow with joy, and meaninglessness with purpose. And the stone that once sealed Jesus' tomb is now rolled away, and it serves as a witness that God still works mightily among us to save us. It is indeed a sign of God's love for us, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, and that you may fear the Lord your God forever. Joshua chapter 4, verse 24. Let us pray. O God, name above all names, help us to teach your word in truth and purity. Teach us to know you through your divine revelation to us, and grant us grace to believe it, and sanctify us so that we might lead a holy life according to your word, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.